Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm confused on something because there's a story this morning. I don't know if you've seen it or not, Jamie, of another passenger that got duct tape on an airplane.
Oh, they got duct taped.
Yeah. Is that like standard now that they have duct tape with the flight crew?
I thought zip ties. I thought their go-to was zip ties.
I don't know. This is a separate incident, right, Schmidl? I mean, there was one like a week and a half ago where somebody got duct tape on an airplane because they were unruly. And now you've got this kid who's screaming, my parents are worth $2 million. He got duct tape a couple of days ago.
I didn't see him.
And I guess Frontier Airlines is suspending all the people that were involved in this.
All the duct tapers?
Yeah. Two flight attendants, yeah.
Well, wait, but last time when the one flight attendant duct taped that woman.
It was a woman, yeah.
Yeah, everybody praised her.
I know.
Yeah, everybody said because she was trying to open a door. Remember?
Quote, my parents are worth $2 million. Take the duct tape off.
What?
A drunk passenger. He screamed this after being duct taped to his chair for groping two flight attendants.
Oh.
Now, what are you supposed to do? You've got to subdue.
I'm with you. Yeah. And they were groped. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm kicking his ass and duct taping him.
Yeah, you got to do something. Otherwise, he's just going to keep going after people. Right.
Here's the incident. I guess as it was recorded by because everybody's got a camera, right? Here's the audio. Some people are having fun with this.
I love it.
Can you hear him laughing?
Yeah, I did.
All right,
yeah.
So the guy's unruly. He's drunk on an airplane. He reaches out. He gropes a couple of the airline employees. And so they grab the duct tape and they tape him to a seat. And now they're being suspended for it.
Yeah, like I said, I don't understand that because the last time it happened and they duct taped that woman that was trying to open the door, everybody called that flight attendant a hero.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure I get
Come on,
this.
Frontier.
Yeah, right?
If you play the news story, I guess they initially suspended them, but now Frontier is backing them.
Oh.
Saying that they did the right thing.
Okay. It's about time. Yeah. Thank you, Schmidl.
An unruly passenger throwing punches at a Frontier Airlines flight from Philadelphia to Miami over the weekend. Flight attendants eventually used tape to restrain him in his seat. And after the video went public, the airline initially suspended the flight attendants.
Uh-oh.
But investigators say the passenger groped two flight attendants and assaulted another. And after an outcry from the public and the union representing the flight attendants, Frontier now says it supports the crew members and will work with police to prosecute the passenger involved.
All right,
thank you
now,
for the update, Schmidl.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, because even last week they put it across her mouth, too. Did they put it across his mouth?
Mm-hmm.
This guy?
Yeah, I think so. I saw part of the video. It looked like he was in there pretty darn good.
Yeah.
And I don't know where my parents are worth $2 million. I don't know if that fits in this story. I don't know if you scream that out on the flight. I don't think anybody gives you any sympathy. Are they going to let you go because your parents are worth $2 million? I don't think so.
He was probably just trying to scare them, like they're going to sue you or who knows.
I think I just like when John Boland said he was the blood of the city, right?
Yeah.
I think I just make the tape a little bit tighter on him when he says that.
Well, yeah, and not only that, but you're a grown-ass man. Who cares what your parents have?
Yeah.
Right?
What's $2 million these days? Right?
Well, no. Did you see? You have to have five to retire happily.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
I'm screwed.
Yeah. Going to be working for the rest of my life.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to COVID happy news.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
COVID in the news.
I can make everything happy, though, Jamie.
Yeah, because I just want that introduction so that way people don't just leave as soon as we say COVID. Oh. Because I know with me, when I see something COVID, I don't push the story. I just go, yeah, okay. And I go like that. So if we give them like a, hey, okay. COVID in the news. Right. Maybe you can make
like
one,
a jingle.
You know?
Yeah.
Like a little, like just real quick, though.
Okay.
You know, but happy, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
And even if it's bad news, just think of it as good news.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well,
we've got to get through
news.
This thing. Right?
Yeah.
Right. DPS, it was all over the place yesterday. They are now requiring masks for all students.
Starting Monday, August 9th, this Monday, masks will be required.
I can't believe school starts Monday.
Well, we have picture day on Monday. We don't have real school on Monday.
Do you have a Tuesday?
Yeah. Yep.
So you're back Tuesday.
Well, yeah, Monday it's picture day, and then Tuesday it's full throttle.
It just seems so early.
It is early. I don't like it.
I mean, it's summer.
I know. I even told my kid, I go, I want you to go out every night this week. Just, you know what? Live it.
Party. Yeah. Party hard.
Last because, hurrah.
Yeah, because he has two math classes and chemistry, and it's going to suck.
School is back.
For all students, visitors, and staff while in all DPS school buildings, regardless of vaccination status. That coming directly from the district. They went on to say in a news release that this requirement includes any time individuals are meeting with staff or students. It doesn't apply to staff members if they're by themselves in their offices if they have been vaccinated. And since the risk of COVID transmission is much less outdoors, masks will not be required outside.
All right, kiddos, the party's over. Put your mask on. You're
COVID
back
in the news.
Yep.
COVID. See how fun that was?
Now, what's the deal? Is can you do remote learning if you want to?
You had to already sign up for it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And once you sign up for it, are you allowed to come back into school if you want to change your mind at some point?
They won't let you do it. So.
Yeah, see, I don't know all the rules. I don't keep up with it.
So at the end of last year, well, at least Douglas County, I'm just talking Douglas County because that's all I know about. But we could either choose remote or in person. And if you chose remote, you can't come back into class.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was it.
So it's one or the other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what percentage has chosen remote?
Yeah, I doubt zero. Zero. Yeah. Everybody wants their kid in school. Because last year was hell.
And then Jeffco, they made the announcement that if you're three, I don't know how they're going to do this with three-year-olds. I really don't. I've got a 3.5, and he can't keep a mask on. I'm sorry. But from 3 to 11 years of age, I think it is for Jeffco, and the parents aren't happy.
That protest getting underway here at 9 a.m., so in just a few hours here.
Oh, crap. That means we got to get to the protest in 1 hour and 45 minutes, Jamie. I got to get my shoes on.
COVID in the news.
You're outside of the Jefferson County Health Department. As you mentioned, parents, they really want to have the final say, parents that are planning to protest on whether kids who are under the age of 12 should be required to wear masks when they are in class here in Jefferson County. Well, parents deciding to take part in today's protest, they ultimately think that kids need to be kids and have the chance to build up their immunities, according to a change.org.
I got a chant for them. Shove that mask up your...
Oh, I love it. Oh, my God. That's amazing. Oh, we have to get a hold of...
I know.
Well, let's find... Hey, will you go to at Jefferson County on Twitter and tell them that we got a new... Well, BJ has a new chant.
Yeah.
Shove that mask up your ass. I didn't say that.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Students who are not old enough to get the vaccine, they need to wear masks inside, not necessarily outside at recess, things like that. Now, for students who are...
All right, I've heard enough.
COVID in the news. Yeah.
I don't know about you. I don't have an answer. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, there are people that are frustrated, and I'm sure you're going to get a lot of people out there marching, but what did the schools do? I don't know. I don't have an answer.
I brought you markers. I brought you poster board. I mean, who would have... Listen, I just... Because my Facebook memories, like, are really interesting because a lot of it's going back to COVID, right?
Yeah.
And it's like me freezing outside at a restaurant, you know? Like, because it was all outdoor dining and stuff like that. And, oh, my God. It's just a mess. And I'm like, did we ever think we'd be making poster boards for masks? You know what I mean? Like, what's happening?
It sounds absurd.
It's so weird. Never. Like, we're all living in this, you know, pandemic world. I never thought I'd see anything like this in my life.
And if you need help with your poster board, shove that mask
up your... I love it.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!